first of all, it's probably the most common objection, and it lies underneath all other objections. That is to say that those who reject that the tomb being empty on Easter morning is at best accounted for by the resurrection of Jesus, for them, for most people that don't believe it, they assume that miracles can't happen. So they come up with other theories to explain the empty tomb because the evidence is so compelling that there was an empty tomb on Easter morning, and there's lots of good eyewitness type of accounts and other sorts of evidence for it. So the naturalist assumption is pretty common in our culture, has been ever since the Enlightenment. And it basically starts with an assumption, you could say a faith-like assumption, that all there is nature, and nature is all there is. So everything that happens has to be accounted for by natural causation or natural means. That's sort of in universities or areas of higher ed. That's the assumption everywhere. But at the bottom, it really is a faith type of assumption. That like Carl Sagan in that old PBS special, Cosmos, says that the cosmos is all there is, was, never shall be. But the issue is the evidence is so overwhelming that to account for that empty tomb, you have to go with the resurrection. There's no other way of explaining it if you follow the evidence. So the naturalist assumption applied to the issue of the resurrection rides roughshod over all the evidence. And it really, I mean, to put it in, I guess, scientific terms, it really is not a scientific approach to this historical question of what accounts for the empty tomb if you're ignoring massive amounts of evidence.